Hey guys, we're back for another very, very exciting week of The Voice. So we've narrowed it down from the top 8 to now 4. All that and more, me and my co-host Monique are going to bring it to you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Girl. Welcome to the new age. That's right, guys. You are tuning in right here to The Voice on AfterBuzz TV. I'm covering for my girl Chance tonight. Unfortunately, she could not make it. I am Miss Candy Marie, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Miss Monique.
Hey, guys. I'm super excited because now we're down to the final four people.
The final four.
It's been all of these weeks. We saw all of these great, talented people, and now it's just four.
It's just four.
It's a new age.
And it happened really quickly. It was like we go from 8 to 4 just like that.
I know. I know.
They were literally cutting people like left and right.
Yes, they were. They were not playing any games.
Were not playing any games. Okay, so
no, ma'am.
Let me ask you, are you surprised by any of the people that got cut tonight?
Yes, kind of. I'll say yes because for some reason, and maybe this is just me, but let me know if you think the same. For some reason, I just felt like they kept pushing forward Pryor and Caleb, and they just weren't my fave.
You know what? I have to agree with you. I was not a fan. Like, honestly, I think that America got it right with voting those two off. I think they're two very talented artists. But like you, and I'm going to quote, these are some of your famous words. I was a little bored. I think that those are your famous words of the season. I think they're very phenomenal artists. But
and I have that written down in here, too. Like, when we get into the episode, I think
they got it right. Yeah. I think they got it right.
Yeah. I knew they were going to vote for Britain anyway. And it's funny because he was actually the first to start off the show. Mm-hmm. And now he is in the final, which is actually really cool. Cool to me. And I was feeling like, okay, whatever you guys do, just don't. I really like Pryor, but I just felt like he was getting far, and he had the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. I think he's a cool guy. You know, love his storyline, which I think The Voice did a great job of showing their stories and where they come from and things like that. And
definitely,
I think that's great. But I agree with you. I feel like we've seen his kind of artist many times over and over and over again. And what we're looking for is a superstar.
Yeah, so. and Blake kept saying that he had like this Eric Clapton vibe, which is true. He does. But at the same time, I felt even with Caleb, we saw Caleb grow from when he almost got, you know, booted off to this point. He grew. But with Pryor, I just felt like it was the same thing every week. Like, yeah, it was very consistent. It was the same sound. It got to the point where now it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
I wish I could have seen, you know, some other people.
Well, to pick it up then, let's talk about some of these other people. Now, the first to get called into the top four was Spencha. I mean, that's no surprise. Spencha has been one of the favorites all season long. What she is going to do for country music, what she's done in the show. Let's talk about Spencha.
Right. So Spencha was the first, which I actually said this in my notes yesterday. Her performance was my church, and I feel like it was one of my favorite performances of Spencha out of the whole entire show.
Really? Why is that?
It was just so pure, and for some reason, she just had this confidence that I haven't really seen in her. Like, I've always seen... Yeah, I've always seen this very, not meek. I don't want to say meek.
You know, I was actually
very
thinking meek. I was thinking meek.
Yeah,
so it's funny you said that.
Not so much as meek, but you could tell she's more of the shy type, the introverted person. And it shows on stage. So she never really, like, she's a beautiful girl and she sounded good, but she never really stood out to me until last night.
So you feel like she finally came out of her shell last night?
Yes.
Okay.
I think this was a very, she was fighting for her spot.
You know what? And you have to. At this point in the competition, we've seen some of our favorites go, like Christiana last week. To see her go, I see you had to sip twice on that one. To see her go like that, that hurt my heart. Like, I still cannot believe this girl is not a part of the top four.
And I even said it in the beginning. I'm like, she could win this. Like, she has such a different vibe, and she's also giving off, you know, just such a different indie vibe. And mm-hmm. that is, like, really needed in the music industry right now.
Right.
So I'm not, you know, but, you know.
I'm not worried about Christiana, though. Like, I'm not worried about her.
No, not at all.
She's one of those people you don't have to worry about. This platform only elevated her. It only gave her more of just exposure. So we're going to see more from Christiana. But
I think so.
But going back to Spencer.
I would love to.
Oh, girl, I'm ready to buy her album.
Right. I'm ready to get the tickets and everything.
Go to her concert.
Right. We'll have to go together.
Oh, girl, let me know. Shoot. Right. But going back to Spencer, it's so interesting that you said it because I have felt like, okay, maybe there's more to her. I see her doing more than just country music. I see her doing, you know, all across the board, all types of music, a little bit of pop. But I see her doing church music, too.
She has a crossover sound. It was just, like, her personality, her performances were, my quote-unquote, a little on the boring side.
What?
Yeah.
I can't agree with you on that one.
And I wanted her to give what she gave last night, this whole entire competition.
Okay.
Because she's super beautiful. She has the voice. She has the sound. She has the crossover, like, where she can cross over. And I just never really got into her performances. Like, when I watched them, I was always, like, doing something else. And they never captivated me. But this one did.
I would love for us to just show a little bit of Spencer's performance, you know, when we get a chance. Because I think that, maybe we need to give our viewers a second look of how well she did last night.
Yeah, she just brought, like, a lot of confidence. Last night, she really owned the stage.
Okay, so I need you to tell me, what exactly is the difference? Because you clearly saw something different. So can you pinpoint exactly what that was?
She owned the stage. She owned the entire stage.
So she doesn't typically own the stage? She always owns the stage.
She's a singer. So she's like a singer. So she always kind of stands back. Or she just does
this
the song.
This is Spencer. That, like, look, Spencer has been one of the top singers in this competition. And she got that way for a reason. Not because she just sat there and sang. Because I think if that was the case, she would have got booted off a long time ago. So you're going to have to come with it.
I never said she didn't sound good. I think she's a great singer. She just didn't have, like,
what, star quality?
No. She has star quality.
Uh-huh.
She just never, to me, really got on the stage and was like, this is my stage and I'm going to.
So you feel like she owned it last night?
I felt like she owned it last night. Like, she was really on that stage, giving it her all. She was doing a little bit of dance moves. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to see a full performance.
Okay.
Like, everybody can't give Beyonce, but
everybody can't
I
give
at
Beyonce.
Least need to see that you're own. Like, you're like, this is my stage, and I'm here to entertain.
Well, I hope she brings that same confidence and ownership next week, because she has to go against people like Brynn. Now, this 14-year-old girl, every single week, she knocks my socks off. She leaves my jaw just to the
ground.
She does. She's so talented. She's so dope. We're definitely seeing a legend in the making, and that's something that we have all said over and over and over again. Do you think she earned her right in the top four?
She definitely did. Last night, I want to say again, she sang that song.
Sang.
It was so... Sang, right.
Sang.
And it was so beautiful, and her voice was so pure, and she nailed it, and it was something different. Like, I haven't heard her voice in that tone. Mm. Like, she even gave me kind of a vibe, because she did Andre Day, but she did Andre Day's version.
That's not an easy song to sing.
Yeah, she did Andre Day's version, but the thing is like, her voice even gave me a little vibe of Amy Winehouse. And
really?
I was like, oh my gosh, I can see it. I can see it. And I haven't, you know, I've been rooting for Brynn from the beginning too, because she gets on stage and she really captivates you and she makes you forget how young she
is. She has so much maturity, and it's like, man, I feel like some people are just born with it. Like, some things just aren't taught, and I feel like it's just within her. It's just one of those people from the moment that she was born. She came out of her mother's stomach.
And
she was
singing.
Born to be a star.
Yeah.
Like, it was just predestined for her.
Yeah, she's ready to be packaged right now.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go. And she's only 14, so she can only get better.
Well, I think she had a birthday, so now she's 15.
Oh, excuse me. Well,
I think so, because they kept saying 15.
Oh, well, she's 15 now. Well, either way, 14, 15, she's the youngest thing in the competition, and she is the biggest a presence to be dealt with, in my opinion.
She definitely is.
I think she could definitely win. It's really hard. Like, with all the contenders that we have, don't sleep on Brynn, because I really feel like Brynn could take this thing home.
I'm rooting for Brynn in the corner because she's my second best, but Kyla Jade.
We're going to talk about our girl Kyla in a second. But in the meantime, we got to talk about our girl Maria Menounos. Maria Menounos, you know, she has an amazing podcast. So for all those people out there that want to have fun, learn, and grow in all the areas of your life, for those who do, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. That's right. Every single Friday on iTunes. You can catch this podcast, Conversations with Maria Menounos. It features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. So be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, the people at The Voice, we sent you there. So make sure you, again, tune in to Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Make sure you check it out.
Check it out.
So we want to check out Kyla. Let's talk about Kyla.
So Kyla, let me tell you, when she decided to have confidence and just throw everything out the window and stepped on the stage and was like, I have all this backing and I'm going to act, this is my time.
Yes.
She nails every performance, and I would say that if she wouldn't have been in the top four in the beginning, mm-hmm. I would have had to stop watching. Y'all wouldn't see me on the show no more.
So basically, you would be like, I see y'all cheating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Flat out. Yeah, kinda, like, she's no.
Dope. Everything about her is dope. Like, she's everything. One of those people, just her whole entire journey. I think for me, her journey, the evolution of Kyla has been one of the most exciting things for me to watch this season, because it's just, I think she speaks to what a real woman, what a real person goes through. Like to go through, like, being in the background to gaining that confidence and to be able to stand up and say, this is me and I love it. And then just to come out of that shell completely and step into the light, and she's owning it.
You
and
better
it's
preach.
Real and it's beautiful and I love it. And yes.
With the preaching over
yes,
here.
Yes, girl. I'm just honestly, I love that. I like to see people evolve. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, she's definitely one that evolved. She sang Let It Be last night and it was beautiful. It was strong. Her spirit just came through. Like, it was such a grand performance. Mm-hmm. And the confidence, she was just raining all of this confidence.
I never get bored watching her.
Never. Like, I get excited to see what is she about to do.
Yes.
And I feel like that is what you always want. Like, it's like an Adele type thing.
Absolutely.
I know that's a big comparison.
Yeah. But I will say this. I think what you're saying is justified. The way that you're saying it, because you're not comparing her talent, you're comparing her humility. You're comparing the aura that she gives off. So I think that's justified.
That and how she just, like, now you're like, oh my gosh, what is she about to come out and do? Because we know she's about to floor it. That's the same way you feel about Adele. Like, Adele can go off for 5 years and quote-unquote retire.
It's like she never left.
And then come back and outsell everybody who's working so hard to promote all their little albums and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just kind of like one of those, because you're so excited to kind of see what, like, oh my gosh, what is she going to do today? And how is she going to do it? And all she does is, like, sing.
That's all she does. And she stands there, and it's so effortless.
It is.
You know, she doesn't have to. It's just that presence that she gives off. Now, another person that has that same presence and humility, and it's so interesting because they're only 18 years old, is Brynn on Team Alicia.
Right.
This boy. Oh, my God. I'm going to be honest with you. Unfortunately, I was sleeping on him in the beginning. But
really?
He woke me the hell up. Honestly,
really?
I was. And I'll be honest. I was sleeping on him at the beginning because we all had our favorites. I don't know. I think he's just somebody I just happened to overlook.
Okay.
I just happened to overlook him because I had a few other favorites that I had my eyes on. But listen,
he wasn't part of them.
I'm sorry, he wasn't. But it's okay though, because I'm a fan. I am a fan, and I'm loving everything about Britain. You know, one thing that Alicia said, and I just love Alicia. You know, that's where I get my preaching side from. You know, I just, you know, Alicia, you know, whenever I need some inspiration for my preaching, I just listen to what Alicia got to say. Like, one of Alicia's notes was, the voice that music is made of. Sorry, I kind of messed up your quote, Alicia. My bad. Well, basically, she was just talking about his voice, and that is what music is made of. There we go. That is what music is made of. That voice. And I agree with her 100%. I don't think that there's anybody else like him on air. He has a uniqueness to his voice. It's very distinct. When I hear it, I'm like, okay, that's Britain. I could close my eyes and know that that is Britain. And that is what it takes, in my opinion, to be a star. They have to have their own unique sound. And Britain has that.
Yeah, I've been praising Britain since the beginning. Since he stepped on the stage, he was the first one. I'm like, every week, I love him every week. It was just one of those things where he had a Bryn thing going on, where he had this very soulful voice that was mature, aged. Oh. Like, you feel like you can feel.
Like, you've been here before.
Yeah.
You know what? Yes. I'm going to be honest with you, and this just popped in my head, and this might be a little crazy, but they've, you know, if reincarnation is real, Britain and Bryn, they did this in a whole nother life.
They did.
Because it's just like, how are they this young and they're this damn good? Like, seriously, how is that possible?
Yeah, they definitely both have that mature sound. He has a mature sound, and immediately when he stepped on the stage, y'all was here for me to say, I was like, listen, we started off really good.
Oh, what?
We started off this really good because his voice was just so mature and it was so soulful. And it was like he takes his time. He knows how to really get into a song. And he did, last night he did Bruce Springsteen. And, you know, they have to clear the song. And they were kind of iffy if he was going to clear the song. But he cleared the song for him. So it was just this big whole thing. Like, oh my gosh, I get to do this amazing song.
Right.
He was last. He did The Rising, which was supposed to be like this, you know, is this anthem, was his song to kind of like America. Like, you know, and it was such a great performance. I was sad to see him in the bottom, but I am glad that he got the opportunity to have Alicia hang on.
I was like, listen, we all knew what was going to happen. Like, honestly, as we were watching, I mean, it's a good thing that they actually had, you know, the results on the screen, but I wasn't worried. We all knew what it was going to be.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, come on, it's Britain. Like, seriously, you know.
Right.
Y'all set this up for the okie doke. Y'all already knew what this was going to be. Come on, you put them. I mean, no offense to Caleb and Pryor, but it's like, come on, you put them against Caleb and Pryor. Like, they can't even touch Britain. Like,
right.
To be honest.
Right. But I was a little nervous because people have been pushing Pryor through.
Because people like Pryor. I mean, listen, America is voting. So that means that America is voting. I'm just going to say that. America is voting.
We'll keep that right there.
I mean, I'm just saying, like if you want to see your favorite person, then you have to vote. That's just plain and simple. Like, a lot of great people, unfortunately, got kicked off because you're not voting. If you like somebody, vote for them. And then, not to mention, I think it's also up to the artist to make sure that they give people something to vote for.
Right.
Give them something to vote for. You know, you also have social media. With social media, there is no reason why you can't even go the extra mile, because as an artist, that's also something that you have to do, is you have to know how to promote yourself.
Right.
Put in the extra work. And I think that's one of the things that I do love about having things be digital. People can vote digitally and do all these things, but it's like, be creative and create, you know, make it work for yourself.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, we can see who is voting and stuff like that. So, you know, but it's a good mix. It's a great mix. He is actually the only guy.
Yes, he is. He is the only guy.
And Adam is now out of the competition.
Yeah, he is. He's officially gone. Adam is no more.
Team Adam is no more.
It is no more.
I was hoping at least they would get like one each, but with the team that... Oh, and I'm so happy because Blake... Blake got melanin on his team. That's it.
He does. He does have melanin because Pryor is gone.
Yes.
Caleb is Team Kelly, right?
Yes.
Caleb, and so he's gone.
But Caleb is not there. It's Bryn.
So Bryn is Bryn, Team Kelly as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bryn is Team Kelly. But if...
Kyla's Blake, and then Brittany is Alicia. Okay, I see what we have going on here.
So if Blake wins... He gets the win with a soulful.
Yeah, because Blake is in the lead. He has two. He has Spencer and Kyla.
Mm-hmm.
So he has two young women of color on his team.
He's rocking with the melanin.
He's in the lead. He's in the lead. You know, so I mean, the stakes are high for him to potentially win The Voice this
Which
season.
Is funny because it's like two soulful singers.
Mm-hmm.
This will really like build Blake's portfolio, I feel.
Hey, because Alicia's been winning these past few seasons, right?
No, last season Blake won, and
the
season before that Alicia won.
I don't know why I thought Alicia won last season for some reason.
No, she won the season before
that. Hey guys, again, this is our The Voice expert. She is a real super fan. She's literally seen every single season except for two.
Yeah, I didn't see last season, but I know Blake won.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's go ahead and get into some news and gossip, because I know since you are the expert, you have some type of news and gossip, because I have some if you don't.
Oh, you do?
I do.
I've been in Vegas, so I didn't get to it this week.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. My news is that Kelly Clarkson is hosting the Billboard Music Awards.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
She is. This Sunday.
It is this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm looking forward to seeing that. How about you?
I am. They said Janet Jackson's going to be there to perform,
yes,
right?
Yes, girl.
Yes.
Yes, girl. I'm
Can we
definitely.
Get some old
hey,
stuff?
Hey, I'm definitely tuning in for that. Now, my gossip, and I should have said this last week. I was looking for this last week, but I could not find it. But Christina Aguilera slammed The Voice.
Oh, she did.
And it doesn't
did.
Sound like she's coming back, because Christina Aguilera says that the competition is not about music anymore. How do you feel about that?
Well, she said it wasn't about music, and she also said that they didn't let her wear what she wanted to wear. Honestly.
So that's what it was.
I think she got fired.
Okay, all right.
That sounds like an excuse to me when you're let go. Because those are not, I mean, The Voice is actually more, it's music. You still have to have people that you can package and give to.
Well, I mean, come on. She was with the show for six seasons, from 2011 to 2016.
Yes, and for those two things to kind of go on, like, you can't wear what you want to wear, okay, whatever.
And then let's not forget, it is the entertainment business. It's still
it is,
a business.
Yes.
So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, Christina. I do. But, I mean, we could say the same thing about every single show on television. We could say the same thing about just everything these days, because it's still the entertainment business.
I think they might have just said, hey, we have more people that we want to, like, expand this platform to. So, you know, I think it may have went a little bit like that.
Hey, I mean, sorry, Christina Boo. I mean, we loved you on The Voice. You were great.
Right.
I don't know what I want to say about that. Okay, girl, we ain't going to spend too much time. All right, that is your news and updates for this week.
Yes.
All right, so let's go ahead and start to wrap things up. We do have 10 minutes left in the show. So, any predictions?
Predictions.
Now,
I would say let the music rock first.
Predictions.
I want to say, okay, so next week is the finale.
It is the finale.
We find out who wins. I will give a prediction. Who do you think is going to win?
Okay, girl, this is so hard because I think we literally love every single one. But
right, it's hard not to like have a connection to each person that is in the top four right now.
This is tough. But if I have to say... Oh, goodness. Lordy. See, that's how I feel right now. I'm thinking something is telling me it's going to be between Spencer and Bryn.
Yeah.
I love you, Kyla, baby, but I'm thinking about votes and everything else included.
Right. I think, depending on how the performances go, I do think it's going to be between Spencer and Bryn. But I want Kyla to win. I feel like this is her time. This is her moment. I do feel like Blake probably does reach out to them and actually helps them on their career path to help them. Plus, she does still have Jay Hud. So, you know, she has, even if she doesn't have, she still has a platform to kind of build her up to where she, you know, needs to be. Right. But I would like to see Kyla win.
Okay.
I would like her
to see... is it Spencer, Bryn, or Kyla? Which one?
I want to see Kyla win, but my prediction is I think that either... I honestly think that Bryn will win.
You think that Bryn, and why is that?
Because she's... I feel like she's younger, and also the fact that she's young and she has this powerhouse voice, it kind of gives you that Ariana Grande feel.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh my gosh, she's so young. But then it makes it kind of, it makes it intriguing.
Right, right.
It's like, oh my gosh, she's so young. But when you're just listening to her and she doesn't have a video and you're just driving in your car, it's like this 30, 40-year-old woman who's, like, blowing. Wow. And, you know, really... and then she has a long way to go. So, right. You know, starting her out young... They have more, like you said, this is a business. So in the business, they're able to get more out of her because she is younger. So right. They can get more time out of her and develop her.
Right.
And, you know, and make her into this person that is.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Now, I'm so glad that you said that. Speaking of superstar, I'm going to take it back to the beginning of the show. When the question was asked, what does it take for an artist and coach to win The Voice? And the one thing that Blake said, and I have to agree with him, when he said it, I was like, wow, I love that. He says that you have to get it right during the blinds. You have to get that perfect artist. So when I think about that, when I think about the blinds, and I close my eyes, and the voice that I hear, I feel like it's either Spencer or Britton. Like I have to go back a little bit, and I'm like, Spencer to me, when I close my eyes and she's a country singer and I open them, I'm like, wow, her voice. And then when I think about Britton and I close my eyes and I hear his voice, like those two voices to me, I'm like, wow, like those two can really, really win the competition when I take it back to that question. So I guess we'll have to tune in next week for the finale, guys.
The finale is
any
here.
Any last words before we wrap it up?
Vote. Everyone
vote.
Vote, 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 vote,
vote. Vote. All right, guys. The big word of the day is vote. Next week is the finale. We want to thank you all for tuning in and joining me and my amazing co-host. My name is Miss Candy Marie. You can find me on Instagram at Miss Candy Marie and on Twitter at Sweet Candora TV.
Hey, everybody. I'm Monique Loveless, and you can find me everywhere on all social media platforms at Miss Mo Loveless, and also every Thursday at Life Sentence at 7 p.m., and Sunday night at 10 p.m. doing Trust. And make sure you follow me on my newly website at MoniqueLoveless.com.
Yes, yes. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Check us out next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.